Yeah, with the Bears going down, obviously, kind of next man up, and you know, my responsibilities throughout the week, you know, are similar for myself, just preparing like I'm going to play and understand that I need to know a few positions and back up a couple guys in case I need a breather, I need a break, run a deep out or whatnot. So I'm excited, you know, I'm prepared all year, feel good. Every week, physically, I feel like I've been getting better and just learning the system and understanding what the philosophy is offensively. I feel like I fit in the role and I'm ready to contribute whenever possible.
Has your progression come that, you know, it's now it's here, we're in week 12, and you think you're ready to go maybe 4 weeks ago, or is this now this is the right time for you to step in?
Yeah, you know, I think every week I've learned something about myself and taking little details to try to get myself better. Obviously, I still got a ways to go, I think, but, you know, through experience, you just make yourself better. And when you get the opportunity on the field, you want to make the most of it, and I'm looking forward to that.
Has Demaryius, you know, give you some hints of me? Obviously, he's been out there in the receiver spot more than you have. But, you know, is he the guy, you know, obviously, guys living it.
Right.
Talk about those things. What kind of things does he tell you that you expect?
Well, it's just this whole season. You know, I've always talked to veterans, even talked to him about, you know, how to get open versus certain guys, what you see coverage-wise, you know, to, like I said, just certain routes, how to run them for certain coverages. That's the biggest thing. And really the speed of the game, you know, to get in a rhythm. I think that's the biggest thing as a wide receiver is just to feel comfortable out there, and that's how you build confidence when you're just reacting, you're not thinking.
A year ago, Brandon Lloyd was, you know, on the team but didn't play until the end of the season, and you look now at what he's done this year,
yep,
based on what he did week to week on the practice field. Is that sort of an inspiration for you, for the leap that you can make this season?
Yeah, it always is. You know, as a competitor, as an athlete, you just got to take it one day at a time and get yourself better, understand what your role is and make the most of it. You know, right now my role is a special teams guy and backing up a couple positions offensively. And when I get that chance, like I said, I'm trying to make the most of it. But it definitely, you know, it shows an inspiration of as far as what you can do, the work ethic you put in, and all the time allotted, that when you do get your chance and you make some plays, you know, like Brandon's done, and great athlete, he just finally got his chance.
Some guys say special teams work makes them better at their offense or defense position. Do you feel that way?
Oh, I think so. You know, kind of goes back to my freshman, sophomore year of college, where you really got to earn a position on this team, and that's a role, special teams wise, where, you know, you can make some impact plays. And once you start making those plays and you start doing or being successful, that's when you get confidence, and it carries over offensively, that you know you can play in this league and that you can play against the speed and the physicality of this game, and just step in and understand you got to keep getting better every week, though.
Is that kind of the biggest thing, like you said, physicality, taking those hits, you know, and getting used to that, to the ferocity of how to use it?
Definitely. I mean, for example, I was out since last November and played in the preseason game. I remember the first preseason game, I got hit a couple times, but I felt like I played 80 plays because, you know, I wasn't used to it. So that's something you get used to mentally and physically. You just know how to take the hits, you know how to deliver them, and just prepare yourself for that.